It leads to some questions here. So we've got Eric Moore with us right now, a soil warrior, to help us out. Eric, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you doing today?
Oh, I tell you what, as long as it stays a little bit warm like this in the fall so we can keep going out in the field, that's a good thing, because we're running into this. We're hearing guys say, man, I want to get some more strip tillage done. I want to get some more different things in the field done. But we're starting to get some frost in the top couple of inches with some of these cooler temps. Is there a gauge that you have that you say, you know, here's the point where we want to cut it off for the fall and just wait till spring?
Yeah, if we start breaking things, that would be a good game.
that's you know, always a good one. Brian would say that's when he lets me run things, Eric. That's when it might break.
That's right. No, it's kind of a fine line there. If you're doing fall nitrogen application, you want to make sure that soil temperature is under 50, but you got to get out there before things start to freeze up, and that, you know, a lot of times that's a pretty narrow window for us if we have a delay in fall harvest too.
All right, so I got a number of questions here, Eric, and I want to talk about just placement of nutrients in a strip versus in a broadcast, because we talk to guys all the time and say, well, I'd prefer to see those micros broadcast and maybe the big nutrients, N, P, and K, or especially P and K, put in a strip, but we're seeing more and more guys putting micros in the strips as well. What's your feeling on that, and what's your experience?
You know, as long as we can meter them well, I do agree that placing our nutrients in a strip where they're readily available for the plant has some great benefits. It's kind of a tough thing to manage with a micronutrient like boron because of its toxicity to the plant if we overapply that. So we want to make sure that its proximity to the seed is not too close. You don't want to do that in furrow. And even with a 2x2 band, you want to really limit those rates because you can get into toxic levels pretty easily. Like I say, it's a very important micronutrient for it's essential for crop production and plant physiology, but in very low amounts too.
All right.
I think broadcast applications work well, but maybe we can concentrate those down into a narrow applied band.
You know, I think one of the things, too, that we end up doing quite often is putting multiple shots out of various nutrients. Now, when we think about leachable nutrients like boron, that's certainly one that we'd spoon feed out throughout the season. So, yeah, we could start with a little bit around our strip-till application. We can come back with a little bit post-emerge. Maybe we want some late-season boron, like, for example, with corn, if we want to put some out towards tassel time to make sure we've got good late-season availability. We're looking at a lot of different ways of getting it out, and I agree with you, Eric, and some of your concerns about, you know, we just don't want to have too much right in that seed zone, so we can get that part dialed in. That's a good way to go. The other thing I was thinking about, too, so I guess my next question for you, Eric, is what about leaching? Because we hear people talk about boron. I know we've got Randy Dowdy coming up later in the show, and he talks about this a lot in some of those light textured soils that he's got. Is it one that you can get too deep in certain soil types? We don't see it as a big issue in our heavier soils here, but I know you work with guys all over.
Yeah, if you start out in a light textured soil and you place that product deep already, if you don't have a very high CEC or your very low organic matter, boron's very mobile in the soil. It's very water soluble and very mobile. So I always like to see guys place that a little shallower so it doesn't move away from us too rapidly, and also place it closer to the timeline that plant's going to use it. So if you can use that, you know, a lot of the boron uptake occurs mid-vegetative V8 through R1. So really, you know, placing that in the strip is great if that's your single pass. If you have an opportunity to side dress boron, I think that's a great way to apply as well.
You know, when you think about the strip tillage going on right now, what is your feeling on the berms and so forth as far as how much of a berm do you like to build up? You don't really, I know you don't want to see it necessarily flat, but you also don't want to see that you have like a 10-inch berm out there in all cases. So what are you targeting as you're building these strips?
You know, it kind of depends on the time of the year. If we're making a fall strip, I like to see a little bigger berm, so it's got a little more time to settle over the winter time. And that higher berm that we put on in the fall keeps some of that residue from blowing back on and covering that back up. If we're making our berms or our strips right ahead of the planter, I like that to be fairly flat and fairly firm so that the planter doesn't have to press all the air and take all the air pockets and voids out of it. I like a better soil structure and a firmer zone right ahead of the planter, maybe a little bit rounder or taller berm in the fall.
You know, I was just talking about this actually with one of our Ag PhD TV producers, and he hasn't worked a lot with strip till, and where he was at, where he grew up, there's a lot of no till. And he said, "All right, I see these rolling baskets on the back end of a lot of the strip till rigs. Is that really what your focus is? Is it big lumps and breaking them up? Is it air pockets, or just firming everything up in general?"
You know, it does a little bit of all three. You know, if we're reusing the rolling baskets, if we're out there in the fall and we bring up some big clods, those baskets can kind of break those up and give those time to resize themselves over the winter. If we're in there in the springtime, the baskets really firm and shape that zone so that we've got really good seed-to-soil contact. There's sometimes where guys in the fall won't run the baskets at all just because they want to leave that a little bit coarser aggregates and a little bit bigger pieces in the soil to stop some blowing conditions too.
You know, when we think about strip till, we get so many questions around it. And now we're talking about this nutrient boron where we don't want to have too much. So say that a guy goes out and broadcasts micros ahead of time, which we see quite commonly. I don't mind that application at all. If, hey, you're going to broadcast something like a boron and then you're coming through with strip till, great. Now we've got some that's right kind of mixed all around where that root zone is going to be at a reasonably low concentration. Is that a good way to approach this too, especially if you're just for the first time making boron applications?
I think so, because especially if you're in a very low nutrient environment, that broadcast application is going to work as a little bit of reserve later in the season as those roots grow across that row area. And it's going to help us build a little bit of a building application. It's very difficult to build boron because it's so mobile in the soil. But I think a broadcast application is really good, especially when we're dealing with toxic nutrients like that.
Yeah, lots of questions out in the fields right now, and I know we probably don't have time to cover all of them, Eric, but what are some of the big things going on right now that you're hearing from growers, or any advice that you'd like to share as we get into these late fall apps?
You know, I guess some of the nutrient applications are just, you know, how much can we put on at different times of the year? And that really goes back to evaluating your soil types, your soil conditions, and making those field-by-field recommendations. Really looking at your soil samples and making those nutrient applications based on good field-by-field agronomics is one of the things that we talk a lot with growers about. You know, and different parts of the country are fighting different issues this fall, too. You know, with standability, it's been a big concern. The winds blew a lot of corn down or ear loss, and growers are looking at ways to manage that, to manage that volunteer problem that they may have next year. So strip till gives growers a really good opportunity to kick some of those ears of corn out of that row that's going to be planted next year, kick them out between the rows so we don't have that in-row competition. So there's been a lot of questions on how can strip till help us manage next year's crop where we had those ear loss and down corn issues.
Well, certainly a lot of things happening out in the field, and one of them I know on our farm is getting strip tillage done here this fall to set the table for a good crop next year. Been talking with Eric Moore with Soil Warrior. Eric, thank you so much. Really appreciate having you on.
Well, thank you.